coming in this morning after performing in Reno last night and rolling in on the bus and now doing the Pick Your Purse party before a show tonight. And tomorrow night at Amphitheater.
Tomorrow night at the Gibson Amphitheater.
So today's the El Cielo show for us, and then tomorrow the Gibson Amphitheater. So thank you very much.
Yeah,
for
man.
Here.
Thanks for having me.
Chris got on the bus last night, woke up here about 30 minutes ago, got in his car and came over. And we're talking about the breakdown of life on a bus.
Yeah.
And it is kind of fascinating that becomes your mobile home.
Well, yeah, it's your home. Like, that's where you stay, that's where you sleep, that's where you eat, that's where you hang out.
But it's you plus a few. It's you plus how many?
Plus seven.
It's you plus seven.
Sometimes eight with the wife when she comes out.
Does she like being on the bus?
No.
Do you like her being on the bus?
I do. I mean, it's nice to have her around, but she just doesn't sleep very well.
Well, is it her and a bunch of dudes?
Yeah.
And one bathroom.
And one bathroom that you can't do number two in, so...
Seriously, this is a whole... You don't even know, Ellen. The bathroom rules on buses, right? Like the unwritten rules.
Yeah.
You make a rule that you can't do what he just said. Uh-huh. And if you do, you get hazed.
No paper in the toilet.
Yeah.
Wow.
And women on those buses, when you've got eight others, it's a little tricky.
Well, I'm not. We're not going to get into any details, but women have a little bit harder of a time.
But mirror space. Like, she has no real mirror space.
Yeah, no room to do her hair.
Well, just no privacy.
We need to rebuild this bus. Yeah, you need a bedroom in the back. Why don't you have a bedroom in the back? Usually, you would be in the back, and then all the band would be sort of stacked in the middle.
I guess, but I mean, I think that I would feel weird. I don't know.
You need to.
Maybe I do need
selfish,
to rethink
Chris.
You need to be much more demanding. So Chris is opening for Lifehouse at Gibson Amphitheater. That's tomorrow night at 7:15. How's the tour going?
It's going really well, man. The Lifehouse guys are great. They are really, really awesome. And the crowds have been great. And it's been a good time.
It's amazing to listen to them do a show because every song's a number one hit.
That's what we were saying. Like, we were watching their show one time, and it's like every song after every song, you're like, I didn't even know they did that song or that. I remember that song like 10 years ago. So
they've been on some versions of the American Top 40 for 500 weeks or something straight.
Yeah.
If you want to see Chris, livenation.com for tickets. Tell me about what you do on stage. Like, when you get up there, you do your music, do some covers and stuff too?
Yeah, we do. I think we do 8 or 9 songs right now, and we do mostly stuff from the album, from the first album, and then we do a couple covers. We end with Come Together, which is a really fun song to end with, and we actually do Tears for Fears. Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
That's great.
Yeah. So.
But if you want to see Chris, that's tomorrow night at the Gibson Amphitheater. Let's come back and try and explain what he got himself into later today at the Pick Your Purse party. He's performing there in a second.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
People, get ready.
Alan is with us now. His new single is All Right With Me. That's the current single out on iTunes. If you want to check that out, All Right With Me. He is going to be performing that and other songs later today at the Pick Your Purse party. Now, I'm going to let Ellen try to explain to you what it is you're doing.
Tell me what I'm doing.
So you will be in a big room, really, really nice, El Cielo in Beverly Hills. So it's really gorgeous, nice atmosphere with a ton of women. Some guys come, but it's, probably 95% women.
I mean, the guys that come to a Pick Your Purse party.
Sometimes they want to win for their wives. And then there's all these designer bags and then stuff. Like, we have J-Lo's new perfume. We have candles. We have gift certificates, massages, pedicures, blow dries. So
blowouts.
I saw that. What the heck is a hair blowout?
It's just.
It doesn't sound good, by the way.
It's a place where you just go.
Chuck could make it sound good.
just to get the blow dry.
Your
wife
hair?
Will love it. She's gonna love everything.
That's
and then,
what
yeah.
She
then
said.
Remember when we were doing that TV
bags.
Show together? You were getting blowouts. That's what that was. You didn't know it, but that was a blowout.
And there's tons of food.
Tons of food. I'm down with that. How about that? I saw brunch and I was like, okay.
Yeah. I'm in.
You're there.
So one of our staff members, Mark, saw your wife at the Greek at your show there.
Yeah.
Reading a book while you're performing.
Really? Thanks, wife.
You need to discuss.
She's probably like, I've seen the dang show like 100 times. I don't have to see it anymore.
I hope it was a book about you.
No, I doubt it was. she gets a book and she will read it in a day. It doesn't matter how long it is, 400, 500 pages, she will read it in one day.
That's so frustrating.
I can't do it. I have had the same book for a year and I just finished it.
Oh, that's so true. How many people, I do the same thing. I've packed the same book for the entire year.
That's not true. You read the Situations book in like 20 minutes.
Well, at a glance. Hey, can you help us understand what happened to you? There's a story out about you being caught outside your hotel room in the middle of the night completely naked.
I can explain it, yeah.
All right, so here's what I've heard.
Okay.
This is how it got back.
This is probably true.
Well, by the way, you have to understand that once we meet and you go through the cycle of Idol,
yeah.
then all the people who watch the show are obligated to tell me everything that's going on with everybody that's ever been on it. Which,
I'm sorry.
Well, this one you should be sorry about because I couldn't even defend this one. Chris Allen, did you hear? No. What's going on? He was outside his hotel completely naked and didn't know how he got there. Locked out? Yeah. With what to cover him? Only his phone.
I didn't have my phone. And nothing.
Oh, you were completely naked.
I was completely naked. Right,
start from the beginning.
Well, I fell asleep the night pretty early, and then I think I woke up, and, well, I didn't wake up. I hear the door shutting behind me, and I wake up, and I go, oh, crap, and I try to get back in, and little do I know that I am butt naked in the middle of the hallway in this random hotel room in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Oh,
I
think home of chocolate.
Great. And I wish there was some chocolate around. And so I'm walking around the halls looking for a tablecloth, something to cover whatever's going on. And it's 2 or 3 in the morning, and I walk through every floor. There's 3 floors in the hotel, and I walk through every floor looking for something, nothing. I go to the gym. I can't get into the gym. So I'm just this naked guy roaming around. And then I call the front desk. I find a phone. I'm like, hey, man, I know this is sounding weird, but I was naked, or I am naked, and can you please let me in my room?
Sounds like you're picking up on the guy.
And I know. I was like, I know this sounds weird, dude. And then so... And this is gonna be hard to explain on the radio, but there's a like a hallway, and I'm peeking around the hallway, thinking he's gonna come the other way. Little do I know, he comes from behind me, and so I'm like bending over, peeking. Oh, it's
you
just
were
bad.
In Hershey, Pennsylvania.
So, oh wow.
Now,
wow.
There but must what, be security filmed somewhere.
There's gotta be.
That's gotta be on the closed circuit somewhere. But the question is, how did you end up outside your room not knowing it?
I don't know. I think I was like. Sleepwalking kind of, and thought I was in the bathroom, and I wasn't at all. Not in the bathroom.
Do you sleep with clothes on now?
Yes. Katie calls me every day. She's like, do you have your clothes on?
Who are you wearing tonight? Who's designed your bottoms? So Katie's here.
Yeah, she's here.
I'll have to say hi to her. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming and doing this. It's going to be fun. If you're going to pick your first party, it's happening in just a couple of hours. Chris Allen, continued success. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, thanks.
The show tomorrow, livenation.com if you want to see it. You're on it.